I really like making clay bowls in art class. I painted mine yellow for my grandma, her favorite color.
That's a great gift for your grandma. You made it for a very special purpose. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're tuned in. As always, my name is Zach. When you make a gift for someone, like a clay bowl, for example, you want them to use it for a purpose, whether it's for holding flowers or eating ice cream. You want it to be put to good use. God made you and I and everyone with a purpose, too. Your particular purpose might be to show God's love through serving or teaching or any of a million other ways to share His love. But however God guides you in your purpose, remember Isaiah 64:8, which says, "You, Lord, are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter. We are all the work of your hand." Let's listen to our story today. It's entitled Clay Bowls. Ava squeezed some soft clay and with the palm of her hand rolled it into a snake-like shape. She made three more rolls just like the first and laid them to the side. Next, she flattened a ball of clay with her rolling pin and cut out a circle with a large jar lid. Using a wet finger, Ava attached the first snake to the edge of the clay circle. The next roll was placed on top of the first, and then the last two were added, one on top of the other. Ava carefully pinched and smoothed the sides of her bowl until it was one complete piece. Ava's art teacher, Mrs. Chung, looked over her shoulder. "What a beautiful bowl, Ava, and I can tell it has been lovingly created." Mrs. Chung pointed to the art displays around the room. "Look at the variety, just like in our world. Little bowls, big bowls, blue bowls, tan, brown, and green bowls sat on shelves. Some were lopsided, some rectangular, some round. Some bowls came with fancy swirls, while others were made simple and plain." "These art projects remind me of our Creator," said Mrs. Chung. "God lovingly designed each of us the way we are." "I'm going to paint my bowl yellow and give it to my grandmother," said Ava. "She loves all things yellow." "My bowl is for Dad's peanuts. He eats them when he watches TV," Hannah said. Max held up an odd-shaped pink bowl. "This is for my sister to hold all the bracelets she makes." "It sounds like each of you created your bowl for a special purpose, as a gift for someone you love," Miss Chung told the class. "God created us for a special purpose, too. He wanted to give us the gift of His love. He made us to have a relationship with His Son, Jesus, who saves us from sin and gives us eternal life." Natalie held up her bowl. "We made bowls to hold things just like God made us to hold His love." "That's right," said Mrs. Chung. "He's filled our hearts with Jesus' love so others can know Him too. And He's shaping us to be like Him." Well, how about you? Did you know that you were created for a special purpose? God made you because He wants you to know how much He loves you. He wants you to know Jesus as your Savior and shape you to be like Him. He lovingly created you in a unique way so you could have eternal life with Him and share His love with others. Thank Him for making you who you are and for giving you the gift of His love. Our key verse is Isaiah 64:8.
"You, Lord, are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter. We are all the work of your hand."
And our key thought for today, God created us for a purpose. If you have older brothers or sisters, help them spend time in God's Word every single day with the new unlocked devotional from Keys for Kids. Each day's reading focuses on a topic that affects teens, things like social media and self-worth. You can find out more about the Unlocked Devotional at unlocked.org. My name is Zach. Thanks for listening today to Keys for Kids.